The heart of the Irish nation is their hospitality. They welcome people into their country, into their homes.
One of the first things that will probably spring to mind that would probably mean Irish to me would be Guinness, actually, because no matter where you go, you'll see it. There's always Guinness shops just selling Irish Guinness rugby shirts and silly hats and things like that.
Obviously, of course, it's nothing but the inundation of alcohol in its various forms. Guinness, whiskey, Jameson's.
Also, I suppose, visually, the sense of green. The fact that there's always green to be seen.
Their Irish heritage of playing games like hurling, Gaelic football, and horse racing.
The symbols in Irishness, I think, is more the way the Irish people look at their own monuments. We had a symbol of the Annalifi, a monument in the middle of O'Connell Street, and we used to call it a hur in the sewer. We had another one for the millennium, where we put a clock in the River Liffey and we called it the Time and the Slime.
I think Ireland's history is largely it's a history of deprivation, but it's interspersed with great events. And I think Ireland becoming a republic obviously was one of the greatest events. But the backdrop to that, of course, the famine, and then you have the years of oppression before that.
The Irish fought for their freedom for many centuries. There was a lot of bloodshed, and they fought to the end to gain their independence.
I think history shaped us because of the troubles the Irish people have gone through. I think it's moulded the Irish people to look at their life with humour. As one person asked Bono once, what do you remember about growing up in Dublin? And said, fighting. That's what I remember. Was growing up and just having to fight for my little piece of personal self, I would say, personal space.
Ireland has more Nobel Prizes for literature than any other country in the world. Ireland was called the Island of Saints and Scholars, and I think we still are quite high up on the scholar level. Our poetry, from Heaney to Kavanagh to Yeats to prose of Joyce, you can't get away from it, it's everywhere.
Obviously, we all still carry the whole ball and chain, you know, thick paddy. The classic example of that, if you ask a person here to do an impression of an Irishman. Couldn't think of, a more stereotypical impression.
And actually, in some ways, I like being thought of that way, because then they don't know how intelligent you are, you see, because you have to be stupid, and you can play it up.
I would never, ever swap the way I speak to anywhere else in the world.
I just love being who I am.
Ireland is a beautiful country. Why don't you come and see it sometime? You'd be more than welcome.